Switching between using a screen reader in Windows to the Mac VoiceOver. This document outlines the points I go through in explaining the difference between Windows and the Mac. Whilst not all of the concepts of Windows and the Mac exactly equal each other, they seem close enough in my mind to make a general comparison to get the point across. Whilst the Mac is usable out of the box with VoiceOver, there are a number of changes that I make, which is the last point in this document. Points. 1. Macs cover Mac Minis, Mac Airs, MacBooks, iMacs, and Mac Pros. Accessibility and built-in the OS since Tiger 10.4, Leopard 10.5, Snow Leopard 10.6, Lion 10.7, and Mountain Lion 10.8. OS can be fully reinstalled with UpSight. 2. Keyboards. Mini and full-sized QWERTY keyboards with the numeric keypad. In Windows Control, Windows, and Alt to the left of the space key, in the Mac Control, Option, and Command, Control and Command similar to Control and Alt. On a mini Apple keyboard, the function, FN key is to the left of the Control key, making 4 keys in total to the left of the space. Some Windows keyboards also have the function key. 3. In Windows, XP Vista 7 inbuilt screen reader, Narrator, which can be launched with Windows plus U2 Basic besides getting out of trouble, does not support Braille. In Mac inbuilt screen reader VoiceOver, which can be launched with Command plus F5 fully functional screen reader, supports Braille. Important note, VoiceOver comes with its own interactive training tutorial. Many USB and Bluetooth Braille displays are supported by VoiceOver, and does not require any drivers to be installed. In Windows you'll find all the accessibility options in the Ease of Access Center, in the Mac they are in Universal Access within System Preferences. Note, Windows Magnifier in Windows 7 is quite a respectable screen magnifier as a System Zoom on the Mac. A final note, Narrator in Windows 8 is quite a respectable screen reader for general tasks. 4. In Windows screen readers tend to use a single key which make up 2 or more screen reader commands. In Mac VoiceOver uses the Control plus Option keys, plus other keys when required to perform screen reader commands, called the VoiceOver or VO keys for short. 5. In Windows laptop keyboard delete, backspace, and insert keys, in a Mac laptop keyboard delete, and no insert or backspace keys. Even on a full-size Apple keyboard, no backspace, Macs only use a delete key. 6. As Windows is fully keyboard-driven, so is the Mac. A combination of screen reader and OS commands is always the best way to go when using either operating system. VoiceOver has several options for navigation including the standard VO commands, Quick Nav using the cursor keys, Numpad Commander using the numeric keypad on a full-sized keyboard, and Trackpad Commander using the Touch MacBook trackpad or the external Magic trackpad. In addition, VoiceOver can also be set up to have commands launched by a Braille display. 7. The common tasks of mailing, web browsing, and word processing, in Windows Windows Mail, email which needs to be installed, Internet Explorer, browser, and Notepad WordPad, text editor, MS Office or iTunes needs to be installed. In Mac Mail, email, Safari, browser, text edit, word processor, and iTunes. iWork, which contains pages, word processing, numbers, spreadsheet, and Keynote presentations needs to be installed. Important note, Microsoft Office on the Mac is not accessible with VoiceOver. However, you can still access Word documents on the Mac with text edit or pages. 8. In Windows, PDF files are mainly accessed by screen reader users with Adobe Reader. In Mac, Preview is used to view PDF files. I press space on a PDF file to initiate preview. Preview is great for viewing a number of file types, including MP3 files, if you want to listen quickly to an audio file without having to run iTunes, etc. 9. In Windows, most screen readers can give you structured info about a PDF file or allow you to navigate a table in a document. In Mac, VoiceOver still does not read out the structured information in PDF files such as tables, heading, etc., and does not allow the navigation of tables in a document. 10. Both Windows and Mac can have applications installed from various sources, including the App Store on the Mac. Common install file from third parties is a DMG file, Mac OS 10 disk image. 11. In Windows, applications are uninstalled via an application. In Mac, the applications are deleted to the trash with Command plus delete. 12. In Windows, Windows key to access applications by typing in name or via the Start menu. In Mac, Command plus Space Spotlight to type in or via Shift plus Command plus E for Applications folder. 13. In Windows, the recycle bin is on the desktop. In Mac, the trash is on the dock. 14. Windows, the Alt key is used to go to the menu bar. Mac with VoiceOver VO plus M. Both OS's have common items on the menu bar such as File, Edit, View, etc. In the Mac, the first two items on the menu bar are Apple, where you can choose to restart or shut down the Mac, and a menu whose name changes depending on what application you are in, such as Finder, Mail, Safari, Text Edit, iTunes, etc. If you wish to get into the settings of an application on the Mac, Command plus, comma, will take you into Preferences. 15. In Windows, Context Menu, Shift plus F10. In Mac, VO plus Shift plus M, Context Menu. 16. In Windows, Windows plus Tab to go to the taskbar. In Mac with VoiceOver, VO plus D for the dock, which is sort of like Windows taskbar. 17. In Windows, Windows plus B, System Tray for battery, network status, etc. In Mac with VoiceOver, VO plus MM for status menu, called Extras and Mountain Lion. 18. In Windows, Windows plus D is used to go to the desktop. In Mac with VoiceOver, VO plus Shift plus D. Unlike Windows, where you have your commonly used applications, icons such as Internet Explorer, etc., the Mac desktop is empty by default, and this is where an inserted DVD or USB stick appears, or if enabled, where your Macintosh HD appears, like your local C drive in Windows. You can, however, put shortcuts on your desktop, which the Mac calls aliases. Most people put their commonly used applications on the dock rather than cluttering up their desktop. 19. In Windows, Control Panel to make changes to the system. In the Mac, System Preferences. 20. In Windows, Windows key to bring up search. In the Mac, Command plus Space. 21. In Windows, documents accessed via the desktop. In the Mac, Shift plus Command plus O. 22. In Windows, eject the CD by pressing the eject button on the CD DVD disk drive. In Mac, Command plus E for eject on the volume disk drive. 23. In Windows, Alt plus Tab to switch between applications. In Mac, Command plus Tab. 24. In Windows, Alt plus F4 to quit an application. In the Mac, Command plus Q. 25. In Windows, Control plus F4 to close a window. In Mac, Command plus W. 26. In Windows, Windows plus M to minimize all windows. In the Mac, Option plus Command plus W. 27. In Windows, Control plus Alt plus Del to get access to the task manager to close down a non-responsive application. In Mac, Option plus Command plus Escape to bring up force quit applications. 28. In Windows, when entering the password with the screen reader, keystrokes are echoed as asterisk. In Mac with VoiceOver, when entering the password, clicks are heard. 29. In Windows toolbars, document or edit areas, lists, tables, HTML pages can be accessed with screen readers. In Mac with VoiceOver toolbars, document or edit areas, lists, tables, and HTML pages need to be interacted with to use the controls or space within these items. 30. In Windows, screen readers speak the text to the right of the cursor. In Mac, VoiceOver speaks text the cursor passes. 31. In Windows, when editing the document, copy Ctrl plus C, cut Ctrl plus X, and paste Ctrl plus V. In Mac, copy Command plus C, cut Command plus X, and Command plus V paste. 32. In Windows, Shift or Shift plus Control keys plus arrow keys to highlight. In Mac, Shift plus Option and arrow keys to highlight. 33. In Windows, Control plus A highlight all. In Mac, Command plus A highlight all. 34. In Windows, Control plus S to save. In Mac, Command plus S to save. 35. In Windows, Control plus P print. In Mac, Command plus P print. 36. In Windows, File Explorer, Windows plus E. In Mac, Command plus N, New Finder window. 37. In Windows, File View can be changed to List View, etc. In Mac, File View can be changed to List View, etc., such as Command plus 2 for List. 38. In Windows, F2 to rename a folder file. In Mac, Enter key to rename a folder file. 39. In Windows Alt plus Enter File Properties, in Mac Command plus I. 40. In Windows Enter key to activate a folder file, in Mac Command plus O. 41. In Windows right arrow to expand a folder tree, view left arrow to collapse, in Mac with VoiceOver VO plus to expand and collapse a folder tree view. 42. In Windows to eject a CD DVD press eject button on drive, in Mac Command plus E on the selected DVD CD volume. 43. In Windows to eject a USB stick drive Windows plus B system tray and select safely remove hardware, in Mac Command plus E on the selected USB stick drive volume. 44. The similarities between VoiceOver on Mac OS X and iOS, iPod Touch, iPhone and iPad, can be of some assistance in understanding the concepts of gesturing, in particular the VoiceOver Rotor, iOS touchscreen or Mac MacBook trackpad or Bluetooth Magic trackpad. Quick Nav, on either system using a physical Bluetooth keyboard via the arrow keys, or getting used to using the VO, Control and Option keys together to perform VoiceOver commands. The way VoiceOver treats the cursor when navigating through text. 45. It is also true that Mac and iOS are getting closer and closer together and sharing similar applications and data. The iMessage app for both iOS and Mac is a great example of this, where you can send read iMessages from either your iOS device or Mac. Of course, iCloud is a way that Apple is allowing the user to share data between the desktop and mobile platform. 46. VoiceOver tips. VO plus K for keyboard help allows you to explore the keyboard, practice VoiceOver keyboard commands, and practice gestures on a MacBook trackpad or an external Magic trackpad. Press Escape to exit keyboard help. VO plus F1 or VO plus F2. Current application and current window respectively. At a basic level, similar to a Windows screen reader command for reading the current application and document name. VO plus F3, F4, or F5. The current focus of the VoiceOver, keyboard or mouse cursor respectively. VO plus Command plus F8 VoiceOver Quick Start Tutorial. An interactive tutorial you can run at any time to practice VoiceOver commands. Press the Escape key to exit the tutorial at any time. VO plus F8 VoiceOver Utility. This is where you access change all the settings for VoiceOver. Command plus Q will quit VoiceOver Utility. VO plus H VoiceOver Help, where you can access the online manual for VoiceOver, access the Quick Start tutorial or looks at all the commands for VoiceOver split up into categories to make it a bit easier to locate the command. Press the Escape key to exit. VO plus HH VoiceOver Commands. This takes you directly into the VoiceOver Commands category directly, where you can arrow through or type in a few letters to find a command. Press the Escape key to exit. VO plus V brings up VoiceOver Verbosity screen, where you can change typing echo, punctuation announcement, etc. Escape key to exit. VO plus Shift plus K toggles on off keyboard commander, where you can use right option plus M to run mail, right option plus S to run Safari, right plus option plus T for time, etc. You can also via VoiceOver Utility, VO plus F8 commands category, keyboard commander, assign or view keyboard commander commands. VO plus 2-finger clockwise rotate on the trackpad, trackpad commander, turns the MacBook trackpad or external Magic trackpad VoiceOver gestures on so that you can use various gestures to interact with your Mac. As with the keyboard commander, you can use VoiceOver Utility to view add gesture commands to the trackpad commander. To turn trackpad commander off, VO plus 2-finger counterclockwise rotate on the trackpad. Left plus right arrow keys quick nav toggle. Use VoiceOver quick nav to use the cursor keys to navigate up, down, left or right just using the cursor keys without having to hold down control plus option the VO keys. In addition, allows you to select an item, switch between navigation modes, and interact and stop interacting with an item, all using the cursor keys. Numpad commander toggle VO plus clear. Used on full-sized keyboards where you have a numeric keypad. Allows you to navigate and use the majority of VoiceOver commands all from the numeric keypad, either using the numeric keypad keys by themselves or in combination with the modifier keys on the keyboard. VO keys locked toggle VO plus, semicolon. This command is rarely used as we now have so many other options for VoiceOver navigation. locks down the control and options keys so you can perform the rest of a voiceover command without having to hold down these keys. May be of use to some people. Sticky keys, left shift key pressed 5 times toggle. Sticky keys will work with voiceover commands. This means that with sticky keys turned on, you can press multiple keys in a command sequence by themselves until the full command is complete. A note for folks in Australia who purchase a new Mac. By default, Mountain Lion defaults to the compressed Australian Lee voice, which is extremely hard to understand. Use the voiceover utility, Control plus Option plus F8 to get back to the Alex voice. A further note concerning an issue which quite often happens with new users when using the VoiceOver Trackpad Commander, i.e. VoiceOver gestures, is that of muting speech. When toggling VoiceOver off and on and you hear, VoiceOver on, speech muted, you have muted VoiceOver by the 3-finger double tap gesture. Just use this gesture to unmute speech. Just stating the obvious, but VoiceOver has to be on for this command gesture to work. 47. Helpful system changes. System preferences keyboard. Keyboard tab. Use all F1 F2 as standard function keys checkbox. Needs to be checked. This allows the function keys to be used directly with voiceover commands without having to hold down the FN key, which is extremely difficult on a full-size keyboard. If you still want to use the function keys for playing iTunes, F6 previous, F7 play pause and F8 next track, mute sound, F10. And volume down, F11, and volume up, F12, hold down the FN key with one of the function keys, i.e., FN plus F12, to increase volume. System preferences keyboard. Keyboard shortcuts tab. Full keyboard access in Windows and dialogues. Press tab to move focus between radio button. Select all controls. This will allow you to tab between controls in Windows and dialogues. Safari with the tab key is a special case, so see next point. Safari preferences, command plus, comma, when in Safari. Advanced tab. Press tab to highlight each item on a web page checkbox, needs to be checked. This will allow you to use tab or shift plus tab to move through a web page like you can with Windows using Internet Explorer. Finder preferences, command plus, comma, when in Finder. General tab. Show these items on the desktop. Hard disks checkbox needs to be checked. This will show your Macintosh HD on your desktop. Finder preferences, command plus, comma, when in Finder. Advanced tab. Show all file name extensions checkbox, needs to be checked if you wish, not necessary. This will allow you to see the extensions of files such as .app for applications, like .exe in Windows, .mp3, .rtf, .doc, .pdf, etc. End of document.